Okay, good evening. So we hopefully tonight finish up this halacha of Kilei Behema, which actually fin well I was about to say finishes up all of Kilayim, but that's not true. The next section is the laws of Shatnez, which is the laws of Kilei Begadim, mixtures and clothing. So we'll see where we go with that. I don't intend on any major visits to the Shatnez labs or anything like that. But at least just there are some significant principles that do come out of the laws of Shatnez. I mean, what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanon, when do you have to take it off, how much do you need to be concerned,
Right.
and things like that. Okay, so anyways, oh, whoops. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Anyways, the first page is a on the sources. I did not mean to leave there. It does come up later. I'll point out where it comes up, but I just took a copy of it because I was in LMS this morning and they have a nice edition of the Noda Behuda, but ended up not really going in that direction. So instead, we go to page 2 in the source sheet, which is the as we move along here in the laws of Kilei Behema, and here it tries to define how do we distinguish between different types of animals. So so this revolves around a significant sugya in Maseches, around a significant sugya Maseches Chulin in the parak of Oso V'Yesbino. This issue here sort of affects several different areas of halacha. But we'll try to keep it within this zone. And that is, how do we define which animals are considered the same as others? So the Beis Yosef here says, so the Beis Yosef here is the Gemara there, it's in Parak Oso V'Yesbino, right? So Oso V'Yesbino is you're not allowed to kill a mother and a child on the same day. So everyone wants to know, what about a father and a child? Is that going to be the same halacha? And then we have to figure out, okay, how do you know, how do you define the father of an animal? Are we concerned, we know how to define it, but are we concerned, are we choshishin lezera ha'av? Meaning that when it comes to animals, does the father's zera, does the father, does the fa the male father animal, right, how much impact does that have on the child? Do we halachically take the father into account or not? So that's the premise for this discussion. So if you see the Beis Yosef here, so we'll go straight to the Beis Yosef. Hachi is, well, you know, we probably, no, let's do the Beis Yosef. Hachi isa v'perek oso v'yesbino v'hachi pirusho. Misveikalan, the Gemara there is questioned, I mean, the Beis Yosef page shin chaf gimel. Yichoshishin lezera av, where, right, this concept of, are we choshesh for the zera of the father? Hilkach b'manavshach im imosehem shavos ve'ein choshishin lezera av pshita demin echadhu. So the Gemara there then brings up the issue of mules, right? So mules are a mixture of horses and donkeys, right? That makes a mule. So the I think now the horse and the donkey. It could be a male horse, a female donkey, or a male donkey and a female horse. Now, my Wikipedia search revealed that technically those are called different things. That if the father is a horse or the father is a donkey or the mother, you know, or vice versa for the mother, they have technically different names from each other. But in halacha, a pered is a mixture of a horse and a donkey, regardless of which one is actually the father. So that's what the Gemara wants to talk about over there. So if the mother, so let's say the mothers are, so what about then breeding two mules? Are you allowed to breed two mules together? That's what the Gemara wants to know. And the Gemara says, well, if their mothers are the same, meaning if these two animals that you want to breed together, if both of their mothers are donkeys or both of their mothers are horses, the ein choshen ha'av pshita demin echadhu. So then they're considered the same type. Meaning they're both mules, and they both have the same mother.
Sorry, isn't a mule sterile?
Yeah, mules are sterile, so you usually can't breed them.
Right. I was wondering about that. I didn't get to that part of the Wikipedia article. But the Gemara is assuming there's some kind of breeding that is going on. This came into my mind, and then I forgot to figure out what that's talking about. But yeah, the Gemara wants to know about breeding them, whether or not they can actually have children. I don't know. whatever, that is the question that they're raising.
If they could breed, would it be?
Right, right. Now, there might be other animals that might be two species that can mix together and can breed in this way. So it's still going to be a relevant question. It's just, you're right, mules, that's when I learned in seventh grade biology.
I never looked into it, but...
When I learned seventh grade biology, right, I was also under the impression that mules are don't breed with one another. But anyways, so
what's the definition of species? If you interbreed them, they're usually sterile because they're different species.
Right.
Probably, and so on.
Right.
So usually these things are not sterile. Now, maybe you're not allowed to allow them to mate, but I don't know if that's what they mean.
It seems like the intention is to have them have children. That seems to that is certainly the impression from the Gemara. But
where are you in the Beis Yosef? I was unable to find.
I'm on page Shinchav Gimel. There's like five lines of Beis Yosef before we get onto the big page on Shinchav Dalet.
Specifically, a female horse and a male donkey. And they have a mule, but if a male horse and a female donkey, they have a hinny.
Right. Yeah. So the Gemara just calls them both.
Can't have babies of their own.
Right. So the Gemara just calls them.
They can't make sperm or eggs.
Yeah, the chromosomes don't work in the reduction division.
Okay, I'm quickly looking around the Arscroll notes on this Gemara, and the Arscroll does not make any points about that these mules are not able to mate with one another. So,
does the Beis Yosef have a number of the one you're doing? Like Zion, Ches?
Dalet.
Dalet. Dalet's missing in my page.
What do you mean? Done. It's on page 2.
I got Gimel and I got Hay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I am looking in the. I was looking in the Bach. I'm sorry about that. You're right. Abay mina kolaim emutar. Right on the bottom of the. You're right. We should be going into tests at the bottom there. My bad. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Truth is, the Gemara does acknowledge that there's a different Gemara in Maseches Brachos where I think there's like a riddle that the Caesar asks or one of the. One of the monarchs asked one of the Tanayim about a salt spoiling, and he's like, "What do you? How do you make what?
How do you preserve salt?
How do you preserve salt?" And the person said, "You use the afterbirth of a mule." So the guy says, "But mules don't have afterbirths." So he says, "Well, salt doesn't spoil." So they so there seems to be an acknowledgement there. Somehow here the Gemara is talking about breeding them together, but also you're right, it doesn't talk about having a child from I don't know. But the concept is certainly there. So let's go to the Beis Yosef then. I'm sorry about that. So in Perek Ches of Kalaim it says Tan Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Hanoldim min Hasus Af min Af al Pisha Veim Chamor. Right, if you have an animal that is born from a horse, even if the father is a donkey, mutarin ze imze. They are permitted with one another. So you're allowed to breed the mules one with another assuming they both are the same flavor. I don't know. Assuming their fathers are the same species and their mothers are the same species. V'chein ha-noldim min ha-chamor, the same thing, the opposite around. Afa pisha ve'im sus. So to the other way, if the mother is a donkey, even if the father is a horse, mutarim ze im ze. Aval ha-noldim min ha-sus im ha-noldim min ha-chamor asurim ze im ze. But if you have two mules, but one who has the mother of the donkey and one who has the father of a and one whose mother is a horse, so then they're not allowed to be together. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Kalayim. So now on page Shin Chaf Dalet in the Beis Yosef on the second line. Uperek Oso V'Espino, and then in Chulin, so that's the Gemara we're talking about, Ibailuhu, Mi Pshita Le Rebbe Yehuda De'in Choshin Lezera'av, Odilma Svuke Misvekele. So the Gemara there actually has a machlokas about whether there's an opinion of Chananya. Chananya says that we take the father into account fully, which means what? Which means that a mule whose mother is a horse is going to be different than a horse whose mother is a horse, right? Right. If you assume that the father has standing in terms of the species of the child, that means that the mule is going to be different than the horse, even though they both have the same mother, right? So so Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. Right? Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara says when Rabbi Yehuda says that the that he's not so sure about that, is it because he assumes that the father has no standing in Choshen Lezera'av? Odumas fakim is fakili, he's not sure. So Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference then? So Lemishre Pare Im Ha'em, to permit the cow with the mother. Ima Marta Pshitale Shari, Via Marta Misfekele Aser. Right? Would you permit the fruit with the mother, meaning the mule? Would you allow the mule of a horse, with the mother being a horse, with a horse whose mother is a horse? So if you say that in Choshishin Lezera'ah, that we don't take into account the father's breed at all, so then, yeah, it should be mutter, meaning we follow the mother. The mother's all that counts, and therefore it doesn't matter if the father is a donkey, right? The mother's a horse. This animal's mother is a horse. And let them, mazel tov, let them get together. Via martim isvekelei aser. But if you hold that they are that they are mesupik, then you would still assume that it would be usser. Meaning, if you're not sure, right? If Rabbi Yehuda's walking around like, I don't know, I'm in this complex. Does the father really have a stake in the child or not? So if he's not sure, so then you have to be machmir in both directions, right? You'd have to say, on one hand, maybe the father does have standing, in which case you would not be able to have a mule whose mother's a horse be with a horse whose mother's a horse. On the other hand, maybe he has no standing, in which case the other direction, right, a horse who then goes with a mule, you would be, in which case, in the other direction, you would say that it would also, you would be machmir in the other way, meaning you would not permit the dual child to be with a, how's the chumra working out here? Perishim chamura osusya im parda she'ima chamura osusya aval parda she'ima chamura Asura im perech imo susya oipchav in lokin ala. Well, this is in lokin ala. Again, why not? Lemishri pare, right, to permit the pare im ha'im. Iamarta pshitale shari. Viamarta misfekale as. Okay, so if you assume that it is the descendant, meaning that, then. That in Choshish and Lezera of, so then it would be mutter to have the horse with the mule horse. And if misfekele, so then it would be usser. There's a chumra the other way that I'm not grasping right now. Fine. But then the Gemara continues. Tashba damar Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua hakol modim peri im ha'im sh'usser. Shmamina, svuke misfekele shmamina. So then the Gemara makes a comment. The Rav Huna says, yeah, everybody agrees though that a mule with the mother would be prohibited, meaning a mule whose mother is a horse with a horse whose mother and horse would be husser. So shma mina, svuke misvekele, shma mina. So therefore we see what? The Rabbi Yehuda just wasn't sure about choshesh lezera'av, and that's what the Gemara says. The Afal Gavin, even though the Chananya Pali Chananya argues and says that choshesh lezera'av for sure, uldvarav kol min prados mutarin, in which case all types of prados would actually be mutter, right? Because according to Chananya, both they're both just mixtures of horses and donkeys, so therefore Hananya would say that it's okay. Still, we really pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We end up passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because in Perek Sheni of Shnei Dainei Gezeros at the end of Maseches Ksuvos Pasuk Hilchasa Kavase V'Uvda De Rabbi Abba De Besamuch Kavase Asya. And there's a story in the Gemara of Rabbi Abba that clearly is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we assume that we are mesupuk about choshishin lezera'av. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Beis Yosef seems to conclude. Okay? So far, so good. So the Rush comes along and says, right, v'hilchos kalayim, Right, so where's the Russian Hilchos Kalayim? Where do you find that? So it's not at the end of Mishnayos Kalayim, right? It's at the end of Maseches Menachos. At the end of Menachos, so there's a bunch of assorted rushes there. I just say it because I know we've come across it before, but yesterday I was at the Kol in the morning and couldn't figure out where to find it. I was like, where? Then I remembered, oh yeah, Menachos. But anyway, so Kasav HaRambam, so the Rambam there says, Hanoldim Mina Kalayim. So the Rush says, if you look in the Rambam, I could have included the Rambam here, but the Rush was quoting it. So the Rambam writes, Hanoldim Mina Kalayim. If you have a mule, right, Im Hayu Imo Sehem Mishne Minim, if its mother, right, if their mothers, right, Hanoldim Mina Kalayim, you have two mules born from mixtures. If their mothers are from two different types, Usser leharkivan ze im ze. You're not allowed to mix them with one another, right? So if you have the Finny and the mule or something, right? So you're not allowed to mix Finny. Is that what it was?
Hinny.
You're not allowed to mix Hinnies and mules. The im harkivan, and then the Rambam says, and if you did do that, so then you are chayiv makos. You have violated the din. V'chein im hirkiv ze hanolad afilu al min imo loke. And so too, if you mix hirkiv zehanolad, if you mix the one who was born, even with the min imo, even with its mother, meaning you mix a mule with a horse, right? Even though the mule's mother was a horse, also loka, you get malchus on that also. That's what the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says in his text. So comes the Rush and here and says, he says, v'dvarv t'muim. He says, but that's crazy. How could the Rambam say that? He says, because this whole thing is based on a suffix. He says, mitka amar, right, the garment, im hayu imo seyem mishne minim loke, alma pshita leid ein choshin lezerav. If you're going to say that the mothers are from two different types, it gets malchus, therefore, that must mean that you assume for sure that we are not choshesh lezerav, that we don't take the father into account. But then the Rambam turns around and says, v'hadr kamarim hirkiv zehanolad afilu al min imo loke, that you get malchus even if it's a mule whose mother is a horse, mixing with a horse. Alma pshita leid choshin lezerav. So therefore, it seems like it's obvious that we are choshish lezerav. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to be chayiv makos. Bima yamaski bishneim aser o loke makas mardus havanema. The Rush says, now, had the Rambam said that Yechayiv Makos, not because you have violated the Isser Doraisa of Kali Behema, but rather because you are, were mesupik about whether you violated the Isser of Kali Behema, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv Makos Doraisa, you're only going to be Chayiv Makos Dorabanon, so then that's fine, the Rush says. However, the only problem is that the Rambam didn't say that, right? The implication of the Rambam is that you are Chayiv Makos for both. For both possibilities, whether it's the flip, it's the two mules with the flipped parents, or the mule with the father or the mule with the horse whose mother is a horse. Both of them, the Rambam seems to be saying Yechayiv Makos Doraisa, and that doesn't seem to follow any position in the Gemara. Now, if you take a look here at the, you know, hold off on that. So Vani Matzasi. So comes the Beis Yosef here and says, I found Sefer Echad Sha'avar Harkulmos Al Ve'im Harkivan Loka. He says, so I have one person who solved the problem by taking out his pen and crossing out Ve'im Harkivan Loka, right? So if you just change the halacha, right, so then that's not a problem, right? That if you mix them together, you get Malkus. So he says he just took those words out, right? And therefore you're only going to be Chayiv Makos on the mother's side, on the side of where the two, on the Hananya position of the, that we are completely Choshi Shel Zera'av, that for sure is wrong. So,
But he's saying that it's forbidden, just you don't get loka, right?
Well, forbidden would be that it's Durabanan. I mean, then it's also Durabanan because of a suffix.
Right. Okay.
So that's, he says, that's one position. He says, however, v'ein osa nuscha noche. That doesn't make sense. Imke mashakasa v'chein imhir kapas. It says v'chein on the other one. So v'chein means it's the same din. So he says, that's a problem. Zeh anol et afilu al minim aloka kasha. Right? My. Right? V'chein kevan shehem muchlakim zeh mizeh, zeh mizeh, debezeh loka, v'zeh inoloka. And also, it seems like then it's this, they're different dinim. Right? How can you say v'chein if they end up being different alachas? Right? V'oda kasi kasha l'madda hirkiv zeh anol et al minim aloka. And you're still going to have the problem of the nolad on the min of the mother, where the Rambam there says you do get malchus. He says that should be a suffix. So he says that should be the suffix one. The efshar deloka de ka'amra haynu makas mardus. So the Kesavish says, well, maybe what the Rambam meant when he said loka is you get makas mardus, meaning you're only chayv de rabbanon, and therefore you get makas mardus. We see plenty of times, right, that the Gemara will say you get malchus, and really it's just referring to makas mardus. Garcina, but Shravayu Loka. Therefore, it makes sense to say Loka. The only problem then is, that's not what the Rambam does. Right? The Rambam, maybe the Gemara does that. Right? We'll say Makos and we'll interpret that as meaning Makos Mardus. But when the Rambam says Makos, he means Makos. He doesn't mean Makos Mardus. So then he continues on and says, oh, that feel Makos Mardus in Makanala Suffolk. He says, and also, you don't get Makos Mardus on a Suffolk. I mean, why are we saying here that it's Usser? It's Usser because it's a Suffolk, which way, how we understand these two species being separated from one another. But if it's just a Suffolk as to, but if that's the case, and then we say Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra. So if you violate Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra, right, are you Chayiv Makos Mardus? So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't think so. Right? At least that's not the way the Rambam assumes. Now, if you see the Goz Vaharos on the bottom, right, there's a footnote there, Tes Vav, that sends you to the bottom here. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, which you could find in the Frankel edition of the Rambam. I didn't make a chance to look it up. But like usually not quoting, like usually there are other places to find Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Frankel Rambam is a compendium of Rabbi Akiva Eger from elsewhere. So they say, oh, that's how you find Rabbi Akiva Eger. I'm not sure how that works. But the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, ah, you see from here that actually must be the Shita Rambam. I mean, the Shita Rambam must mean that if you violate Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra, right, so Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra, you're going to be Chayv Makos Mardus, which, in a way, right, makes sense. But right, because the Rambam holds that Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra, right, is a Din D'Rabbanan, right, we've covered this in the past, right? But is the idea that we go l'chumra by a din d'oraisa, is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So that's the machlokas Rambam and Ramban, right? This is the first chapter in Shev Shmaisa, right? Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So the Rambam holds that that's a din d'rabbanan, right? In which case, that's how the Rambam works out sfeik sfeika, meaning suffix number one knocks it down to a suffix d'rabbanan, and then and then suffix number two is a suffix on a suffix d'rabbanan. So therefore, you say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, and that's how sfeik sfeika works out. So to say that the Rambam would say that you're chayiv makos mardus on a suffix, I guess that could work because the Rambam says that is by definition a yisur d'rabbanan, and that's what you're chayiv d'rabbanan for. That's what you're chayiv makos mardus on d'rabbanan. Okay, maybe. So that's possibility number two. It's then the Beis Yosef concludes by saying v'yosur nachon hayaligros b'shneim enoloka, and rather I think really what's best to suggest change it to enoloka ilu hayinu motzim sefer shakasib bokein. He says if I could find a manuscript someplace, I bet it would say enoloka. I mean, I think you're not chayiv makos on either of these positions, but like he's not ready to go all in on that. He says, but I'd want to find a manuscript to prove it. I'm not ready to say for sure that that's the case. Now, the good news for Rav Yosef Karo is that he doesn't need to take a stand on that in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Ram, right, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, he just says Aser, right? Aser kamin d'oraisa, Aser kamin d'rabbanan, right? And he doesn't have to take a stand on this position within the Rambam, whether you're chayiv d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Now, it does come up by some other cases of how choshesh do you need to be for this when it comes to Oso v'espino with regards to the children, right? But there as well, I'm not sure you need to distinguish between the races and the rabbanans. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so that is the fancy part of that is fancy issue number one. Right? How exactly we understand this and the concept of Choshishin Lazera of. Now, the Gemara there actually concludes, right? The Gemara in Maseches Chulin, right? Where this whole discussion is taking place. So the Beis Yosef quotes the continuation of it. Right? He says, Masha Kasev Rabbeinu Vesumchas Al Simanim, Vesumchem Al Simanim, Laharkiv Olim Shoch Bishnei Frados. So Beis Yosef continues here. He says, Beperek Oso Viespino, Amar Le Rabbi Abba Lishame, Ki Ma'ayles Li Kud Naisa Berispak. Ayin lahanach the damim yahadade va'ayoli. He says, right, plus this the same issue of breeding them together is also an issue of maybe actually this solves the mule breeding issue. I'll look back in the Gemara. I assume he was talking about breeding, but maybe he's actually talking about mixing for the purposes of working together. No, okay. I don't know. I see the footnote. The Art Scroll uses the terminology of breeding, but it actually could just be talking about mixing them together. I mean, that's the real question: are you allowed to mix them together to work? Right, which is a separate mitzvah, which is what we're hopefully are getting to shortly. So that could be the issue. That gets you out of the biological shaila, right? of breeding them together. You're just mixing them together. But anyways, Amar Le Rabbi Abba Lishamei, Kima Aliyasa Li, when you hitch up the mules, Berispak, to the wagon, Ayin Lahanach the Dumim Lahadadi Va'ayali. He says, go check out how similar they are to one another. Meaning what? Alma kasavar ein choshishin lezerav v'simnin doraisa. So what does that mean? That means that we're not choshesh lezerah ha'av, and the simin is doraisa. What is this talking about? So to put these two animals together in order to schlep the carriage, in order to schlep the wagon, right? They were both mules. Right? So if they're both mules, according to Hananya, that were for sure Choshesh Lezerah Ha'av, right? So then it doesn't matter. If they're both mules, it doesn't matter which one is a mule and which one is a... What's that word again?
Hinny.
Hinny. Right? It doesn't matter which one is the mule and which one is the hinny, right? Because they both have a horse and a donkey as a parent, right? But the fact that he told him, the fact that Rabbi Abba told him, no, I need you to find out, go check whether the mother of one is a horse or right, whether they actually match up with one another, right? That means that he is not choshish lezera of, that he is not ready to prove it. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that he knows the other way. It just means that he's concerned that maybe we don't include the father's story here. It says Perish Rispak. What does it mean, by the way, Rispak, a wagon? Agalashu Rochiva, which he would ride on. And the Damim Lahadade, so it says here, Baznaim Uviznav, in the ears and the tail. Kedbesamach Mishum Manhig Bekalaim, like as we'll see soon with regards to Kalaim. How soon? The next little section here, right? These Simanim, Sham, right, the Gemara there continues, Amar Abaye Ave Kalya Bar Chamra, that if it has a deep voice, that means that it is the son of a female donkey. Sniff Kali Bar Susya. If it is a shrill voice, that means that its mother is a horse. Vamar Rav Abba, Rav Ravin Udne, right, Rav Abba says,
Papa.
What?
I have Rav Papa.
Rav Papa Rav Ravan Odne Vizutra Genufte. So Rav Papa said that it had big ears and it has a small tail, then it is a son of a donkey, then its mother is a donkey. And Zutran Odne Varaba Genufte, right? If it has small small ears and a big tail, so then its mother is a horse. So Perish Rashi Bar Chamer Imo Haisa Chamorat Sniff Tzalo Vehu Lashon Tzakas Asus Gunufte Znavot, referring to its tail. Okay, so that is the what's going on here? Meaning, he says if you look at the animal itself, you should be able to tell based on these simanim whether its mother is a which way it goes. Is the mother a horse or is the mother a mule? And then you'd know whether you could put these two animals together or not. Okay, so this idea is invoked. This that line there, simnin doraisa,
is brought up because it's unclear in other Gemaras whether we assume that Simanim are Deoraisa or not. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, so there it also talks about Simnin Deoraisa, and the Gemara, I think, seems to conclude that Simanim are not Deoraisa, it's just a Din Derabanan that we allow Simanim to be used. It's also used in the context of Agunos, of being Matering Agunos, which is what that Tshuva of Nod B'Yehuda, there, number one, is talking about, although I can't... That seemed to go far off field for us to consider it part of the Kali Behema class, right? But the Piskei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch does quote two tshuvas of the Nod B'Yehuda that seem to invoke this idea of simanim being deoraisa, right? Nod B'Yehuda there says, Nod B'Yehuda there says that simanim are deoraisa. But it's not that, but he says that these are both actually one simon, meaning a short tail and a long ear ends up being one simon as opposed to su simonim, which has relevance for how many simonim you need in order to permit a aguna. But enough of that. Okay, so that is sif test. So if we go into the Shulchan Aruch, I guess page, what, five or so here in the notes? What?
Yeah. It's the bottom of three.
Shulchan Aruch?
No, go to Shulchan Aruch, page five. So I have a new Shulchan Aruch, everybody. This is like this is big. All right, this is for me. I've had that Shulchan Aruch that you couldn't really read. So I was at the Sfarim sale last week. So this was my big purchase. The new black Shulchan Aruch with the Tzura Sadaf, but everything's all laser printed, so you could actually like read the Piskei Tshuvos and the Dugal Meir Vavas, and so that was so we have a new Shulchan Aruch Baruch Hashem, and if it looks a little bit
that's
different,
that's what we're looking at here.
No, it is. That's what we're looking at on page five.
Page five,
Hilchos Kali Behema.
I enlarged that. I would be able to see it. Huh?
What are you trying to see?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty big.
Nice 4-point type.
Yes. No, it's not. The print is not any bigger. I'm not that old that I need to worry about.
but on a computer, you gotta flip it open.
Right. So the print is not any bigger, but it's all the letters are whole. You don't have to
Yeah, at least I like them. Plus button and doubles and stuff.
Yeah, I remember like two times bigger.
Okay.
Right,
and I figured I could, Saba always learned with a magnifying glass, so I could, that's acceptable. But I was getting very frustrated
with this magnifying glass.
Oh, you have. I was getting very frustrated without like having letters cut off, especially in Choshen Mishpat and Evan Ezer, when the Piskei Tshuvos there are very small, and a lot of times the letters are just missing; they're not whole. So, anyways, so we'll see what happens. So here in Sif Tes, as we were learning, Hanoldim min Akalayim imayu imusehim min echad mutter larkivan zaimze. So, if those animals that are born from Kalayim, if their mothers are one type, you're allowed to breed them. Larkivan is referring to breeding them. So you got to whatever. Vim hayu. We'll let the doctors on the call here figure that one out on their own. So v'afa pi shavaseihim min echad. Right. V'asa laharkiv zehanolat afilu am min imo. So even though the fathers are the same type, v'asa laharkiv zehanolat afilu am min imo, and it's also prohibited to mix zehanolat afilu al min imo, even with its mother's type, meaning a horse mule, a mule whose mother is a horse, with the horse, that would be a problem. So ketzad, pered she'imo chamora, right? So here you have a mule whose mother is a donkey. Mutil arkivo al parada she'imo chamora. You're allowed to mix it with a female mule whose mother is a donkey. V'aser, but not larkivo afilu al hachamora, but not even with a donkey itself. Aval pered she'imo susya, but if a pered his mother is a horse, aser larkivo al predish imo chamora. You're not allowed to mix it with a mule whose mother is a donkey. V'chein kol chiyotzi b'zeh, and so too, like all other of these examples. L'fichach harotza laharkiv pered al parda, o limshoch b'shtei parados. Therefore, one who wants to mix a pered and a mule with a female mule, o limshoch b'shtei parados, or to have or to or to be carried by two mules, bodik b'simanei oznayim. You have to check the ears and the tail and the voice, im domim zelaze, if they are the same as one another, b'yaduash iman min min echad umutarm. So then you could tell that they're both from the same min, mean that their mothers are the same types, and then that would be mutter. Okay, so you could also investigate whether mules and hinnies, whether their ears and tails match up or not. Okay, with a little time left, so that's all of that is the prohibition of kulei behema. Now, in addition to that, that was in a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, right? In addition to that, there is another iser, completely different mitzvah in Parshas Ki Tetzé, and that is the mitzvah of not having these two different types carry you at the same time. And I had it open to the right page. Ah, there it is. So that's in Perek, in Devarim, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Hei, Lo Yi, no, sorry, Pasuk Vav, Ki, that's also not correct. I thought I had the, where is it? Where'd it go? There it is. Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay. Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud is Lo Sacharosh B'Shor Uv'Chamor Yachdav. You're not allowed to thresh a shor and a chamor, an ox and a donkey together. And then the very next pasuk is Lo Silva Shatnes Tzemru Pishtim Yachdav. You're not allowed to wear Shatnes Tzemru Pishtim together. So that's coming attractions for next week. But what is this prohibition of them plowing together? So you can take a look here in Sif Yud. Aser Lasos Malacha B'Shnei Minin. You're not allowed to do Malacha with two different types. Kagon Lachrosh V'Limshoch B'Karon V'Chiyotzi V'Zet, to plow and to schlep, and things like that. Bein she'echad tamei ve'echad tahor, whether one is tamei and one is tahor, whether they're both tamei or they're both tahor, whether it's a behemoth with a behemoth, or whether it's one behemoth with another type of behemoth, like a chazir, like a pig, chazir ima keves, o chaya, im chaya, or whether it is a wild animal with another wild animal, ki yachmor im hapil, like a ki yachmor, I'm not sure what a yachmor is, with a elephant, o chaya im behema, or a wild animal with a behema, like a dog with a goat, o tzvi im hachazir, or a ram with a pig, or anything like that, all of those are going to be a problem. And Sif Yud Aleph, it continues, echad achorish o zoreya, o moshech behem agala, o evan ke'echad, o anhigam ke'echad, v'afilu b'kol loke, right? If you have them thresh, or you have them seed, or you have them, and you lead them to, you push them together, you lead them together, or even if you make them move with your mouth, all of that is going to be included in this Isser. The Ramah adds in some more rules here. If you have an Ovi Kochavim HaManig B'Kalayim, if you have an Ovi Kochavim that's doing it, Mutul Yisrael Lifros Lo Shalom, a Jew is still allowed to say hi to the guy, Ola Daverimo B'Kol Ram, and speak to him. We're not concerned that that he's going to say the magic words that get the animals to move, right? The as long as he doesn't say "giddy up," right? It should be that's okay. And it's anyways, it's a davar she'enu mischavein. It's not what he intends to do, and therefore it's mutter. You mean as long as it's not a psikresha. But if a yisrael holy chimovik kochavim b'derek, but if they're walking together and the Jew leans on the wagon of the non-Jew, which is being led by a mixture, so then that's a problem. He shouldn't walk close to the wagon because often he'll lean on it and that's going to cause the animals to exert more effort and the Jew's going to be causing these two mixed animals to carry him in ways that are, in a way that would be not okay. So that is a din. I came across a discussion about what was it called? About a mixture of a buffalo and a cow. Apparently that's a thing to mix buffaloes and cows.
A beefalo?
What do you call it?
A
Beefalo?
A beefalo. There you go. I never heard of these beefalos. Have we come across beefalos?
Yeah. I actually saw some in Montana.
Have you eaten them?
What?
Have you eaten them?
I didn't eat them, no, but they should be, they should be a kosher animal.
Right. So first, with regards to the buffalo itself is a machlokas that is out there. We know that when it comes to birds, so birds require a mesorah, right? That's the whole issue with turkey, etc. But an animal, in theory, but birds don't have simanim. We assume that that animals have simanim, right? If it's chew its cuds and have split feet, you don't need a mesorah on, and therefore it's mutter. So that's held by most of the world. My understanding, I have to look back and see exactly how this came about, but the Chazon Ish is machmir on that. I believe the Chazon Ish is machmir. There's a shach that talks about requiring mesorah for behemos. So therefore, the Chazon Ish is machmir requires a mesorah for behemos. I believe that shach is in Hilchos Kisui Adam, which is actually where we're going to, because in Kisui Adam, I think he's saying you need a mesorah to say whether something is a behema or whether it is a chaya. Not necessarily to say whether it's kosher or not. But anyways, in Bnei Brak, I believe they're machmir. They don't allow these buffalo to be served there. And most of the rest of the world permits it. But there is apparently a shach.
I mean, there's a few restaurants that actually have it.
What?
There's a few restaurants in Manhattan.
Yeah, no, the OU definitely allows it. The OU has it. The OU is okay with it. So there is a question about these beefalos, though. Not necessarily whether it's, but you're allowed to eat them, right? Even if it's kalayim that gets mixed together, you're allowed to eat. There's no iser v'achil or iser hana from the offspring. The question just is, can you put them together? Is a buffalo and a cow considered to be the similar enough animals such that they can be, you know, that such that they can work together so that they could do any of these things, that you'd actually be allowed to breed them,
yeah,
or are they only mutter l'achila? What?
It's actually a bison. Now, I'm not sure I know the difference, but...
Well, the American one is a bison, yeah. But there's also buffalo in the other parts of the world.
Yes, and that actually makes sense, because in the Shulchan Aruch here on the next page, right, from early on in the Hilchos of Kisui Hadam, so there the... Wait. Simon Chaf Dalet, I think?
Buffalo.
Right.
Page
buffalo.
Page 7.
Right, but which... What Simon is it? So I have to open my source sheet.
Dalet. Okay.
Dalet. Yeah, halacha Dalet.
No, but which Simon is it?
Kuf Ches,
okay. So here, Chof Ches Dalid, so so there it says, the buffalo, right? Ha buffalo nagu shalo lichsos dam, right? The our minhag is to not to do kisui adam. Why is that significant? So kisui adam is not required for behemos. Kisui adam is only required for chayos and for ofos, right? So now you have this buffalo, so do you need to do kisui adam? So the machaber says, no, we consider it to be a behema, and therefore it doesn't need kisui adam. Comes the Ramah and says, not so sure. V'yish mistapkim v'buffalo, shehu shor habar shema chayahu. He says, maybe it is really considered to be a chaya. Al kein tov lichsoso below bracha. Therefore, it's better that you do kisui adam, just don't make a bracha on it, o lishchot of gam kein, or shecht a bird while you're doing it, right? And that way you can make the bracha on kisui adam for the bird, and you'll also be able to do kisui adam on this buffalo as well. V'az yuchal levarich al kisui mishuma of. And therefore you can make the bracha on the bird's kisui adam. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, back to Hilchos Kalei Behema. So the Aruch HaShulchan here, in Ches, Reish Sadi Zayin Ches, so the bottom left, I'm not sure I was able to get the middle things on the copy for you, but he says, So now the question then turns to this buffalo. Is this buffalo permitted to be mixed with cows or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan says there will be shnei minim, aval b'min echad afa pi sheish b'hem shinuyim zeh mizeh k'un shor habar im shor beso v'ramach v'hu min sus im sus shematzoi mutarim zeh im zeh. That if you have two of the same species, even if they look a little bit different, they're allowed to go together. Now, the Rama says that we're not sure about buffalo, shehu shor habar, maybe it's a chaya, and it requires kisui, see over there. Ve'ech mutter laharvio im shor l'dayazu. Varea behema im chaya havi kalayim. He says, if that's the case, then how could you put it together with a shor, right? Isn't it then that's potentially a behema with a chaya. Right? Now maybe it is this ram and not a shor havar. The ilu chaya shor pshita she'eno chaya. Because if it was a shor, it definitely wouldn't be a chaya. Uvisham lo chash laharich, right? Velachin be'emes be'buffalo, ein laharvia al behema, v'kan hu b'shor havar, v'vadai v'od da'ikr ladina, gam b'shem, de'ein tzarech kisoy ayin sham. That, and therefore he says that because the in Kisui Hadam, it says we're mesupik about these buffaloes, whether they're considered to be a chaya or a behema, right? So therefore it has to be, therefore we, at least Ashkenazim, would have to be machmir. Now what about Sfardim? The interesting thing, Sfardim would not have to be machmir, because apparently there's only three categories of behemos. I didn't realize this, right? We only refer to cows, sheeps, and, right, I forget, rams? What?
Goats.
And goats. Right. Cows, sheep, and goats apparently are the only kosher behemos. It looks like a pig might also be considered to be a behema, but just not kosher. Right? So those are the only three kosher behemos. So if the animals, if a buffalo is going to be considered to be a behema, so by definition, it's going to be a cow. And therefore, it could be mixed together with a cow if you're Sfardi. But if you're an Ashkenaz, and therefore therefore the Ramah says you're a Masupik, whether it's a Chaya or a Behema, so then you have to be concerned that maybe it is a Chaya. If it is a Chaya, you would not be permitted to mix it with the cow, right? Neither for breeding, nor for schlepping, or any of those other pieces of work, any other work that you would need them to be together.
Okay? Yes.
What?
Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, so that's all I got on Kali Behema here, and Mr. Hashem will pick up next week with some Inyone of Shatnas. See where we go. Shatnas could be pretty lengthy. It looks like from the Shulchan Aruch here, but we'll try to bring out the Yesodos rather than get into the nitty gritty within those halachos. All right, but I need to.
Get in some countries here. They domesticate the buffalo and they plow with them and stuff.
So, okay.
Oh, the buffalo you're talking about. They're wild buffalo and they're domestic. All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
I'm sorry. I don't know who brought that.
Good night.